Hi, welcome to Second Dramara Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget the children have their video talk and their YouTube song. Make sure you tune into that. There's a link on our church Facebook page and website to help you do that. Normally on Sundays, we meet together in Second Dramara Presbyterian Church. Because we can't meet together with others to worship God like we normally do, we're meeting together at home. We're really grateful to Getty Music, who have kindly made available a selection of their wonderful worship songs on a license-free basis for churches to broadcast at this time. We'll be thinking together about Luke's Gospel. Luke was one of Jesus' very earliest followers. He was a medical doctor, and the big message of his biography of Jesus is that Jesus brings us certainty. I think that's a perfect message for these times of great uncertainty. And one other thing. The moderator of the Presbyterian Church has called on all Presbyterian churches across Ireland to be part of a day of prayer this Sunday, that's Palm Sunday, from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. There are some details about this on our church website and Facebook page, with really useful Bible readings and prayer points to make this easy for us to do. I would really encourage you to be part of this today, Palm Sunday, 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. Go to our website or Facebook page for lots of helpful hints to make this easy for you today. Matthew will now help us to focus on God as he leads us in prayer.
God our Father, we know that what is happening is outside our control. We can't go to school or work. We can't spend time with our families who don't live with us, or even play with our friends. But we thank you that you are completely in charge. We thank you that Psalm 62 in your word the Bible assures us that you give your followers real hope and heart-filling peace. My soul finds rest in God. My hope comes from him. We thank you that what's really important all depends on you, Father, just like the psalmist of Psalm 62 says, "Truly he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken." When we trust in Jesus, not ourselves, we have our sin, our turning away from you, forgiven, and we are safe and secure forever. We are taken care of by Jesus. He has died for our forgiveness. And all our fears and concerns for today, for tomorrow, and for every day, you, Father, are our firm foundation. He will never move. As the psalmist of Psalm 62 promises, he is my mighty rock, my refuge. And Lord, above all, may you be honoured by this time of worship that we spend together with you and with others. And we ask our prayer through Jesus, for we know that he is the only way we can come to you, Father. Amen.
Thank you, Matthew. Today we are thinking about how we can know that Jesus' death brings us certainty about salvation. So let's sing Magnificent, Marvelous, Matchless Love.
Too vast and astounding to tell, forever existing in worlds above, now offered and given to all. Oh, fountain of beauty eternal, the Father, the Spirit, the Son, sufficient and endlessly generous, magnificent, marvelous, matchless love.
The next part of Dr. Luke's biography about Jesus that we come to in our series is Luke 23, verses 32 to 46. Rebecca will read that for us now.
Two other men, both criminals, were also led out with Jesus to be executed. When they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified him there, along with the criminals, one on his right and the other on his left. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing." And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. The people stood watching, and the rulers even sneered at him. They said, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is God's Messiah, the Chosen One." The soldiers also came up and mocked him. They offered him wine vinegar and said, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was a written notice above him, which read, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. "Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other criminal rebuked him. "Don't you fear God?" he said. "Since you are under the same sentence, we are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus answered him, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 PM, for the sun stopped shining, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Jesus called out with a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." When he had said this, he breathed his last.
At this time, many of us realise that we need help from outside of ourselves and from outside of our own capabilities. So Frida is going to lead us now in talking to God in a prayer for our world, our community, our families and ourselves.
God our Father, as we pray for others, we hardly know where to begin. But we are so relieved to know that this is your world, made by you and cared for by you. So who better to bring our needs and the needs of others to than to you? We pray for countries right across your world where there is real need and deep concern. We know that this virus has touched just about every country. With 1 million coronavirus cases worldwide and 50,000 people losing their lives. Please be with those who have lost loved ones. Comfort, strengthen and sustain them by your love. We pray for those who have the virus. Please heal them and restore them. We pray especially for the United States, which has a fifth of all recorded cases. And we know that countries are feeling massive knock-on effects, with Spain, for example, posting record levels of unemployment. We pray for the UK, and as part of the Presbyterian Church in Ireland, we pray for the island of Ireland. Please guide our governments with your wisdom. Be with them especially as they try to roll out more testing. Please may this happen quickly. And may our Prime Minister and Health Secretary recover soon. We pray too for those on reduced pay, those who have been made unemployed, and those who are struggling as they run their own businesses. May all be provided for. And please protect those who are in necessary industries and continue to work. We thank you for our National Health Service. We praise you for every worker. If they have to make difficult decisions, please guide them about the best path forward. Enable them to find the best way to help the families of patients when those relatives can't visit their ill relatives. Please give them strength and enable them to work well together and not be overwhelmed. And may they know they have our support. And please also protect staff. May they have enough protective equipment and may they and their families be kept safe from this virus. we pray for our community, the community of Dromara, just as those listening from other places join us in praying for their community. For those who may be ill, please make them well. For those who feel cut off from help and support, enable us as a local church, along with others, to ensure that people have the support we can give. Enable all of us to be wise and behave responsibly to help stop the spread of this virus. Father, please intervene and defeat this virus. So, Lord, please hear our prayer, not because we deserve it, but because we ask it in the name of Jesus, who is the only way to you. Amen.
Thanks, Frida. Just before we look at the Bible together, we're going to sing a song that reminds us Jesus' death really does bring us certainty about salvation. The song is called "The Lord is My Salvation."
Reached for me and pulled me from a raging sea, and I am safe on this solid ground. The Lord is my salvation. I will not fear when darkness falls. His strength will help me scale these walls. I'll see the dawn of the rising sun. The Lord is my salvation.
To save faithful.
At this time, just thinking things will be all right is really not enough. We need to be sure. We need to be certain. We need certainty. Dr. Luke, who wrote his carefully investigated eyewitness-based biography in Jesus, did so to bring us certainty. Certainty about Jesus. More than that, Luke wants us to see that Jesus brings us certainty. In our next installment, Dr. Luke says to us, know that Jesus' death brings us certainty about salvation. So today we come to the very heart of, the very core of the Christian message, which we need to be so sure about. This will help you if you're asking questions like, how can I be certain of anything just now? My world has fallen apart. Is there such a thing as salvation? And if there is, can Jesus bring this salvation to us? And if he can, how can he? So there is real help here if you are asking the questions. And there is real help here if it's your family and friends who are asking the questions. As we turn today to Luke chapter 23, verses 32 to 46, Luke says, know that Jesus' death brings us certainty about salvation. Now, if you have a Bible or can put the passage up on your phone, and Bible Gateway is a really useful resource for this, please do that now and follow along with us. Here's where we begin. First of all, why we can be certain Jesus brings salvation. Here are three great reasons why we can be certain Jesus brings salvation. Reason 1. Jesus chose not to save himself so that he could save us. Let me ask you a question. Why doesn't Jesus save himself, come down from the cross, and show the mockers that he is God's Son? Verses 35 to 7 and 39. The people stood watching, and the rulers even sneered at him. They said, he saved others. Let him save himself, if he is God's Messiah, the Chosen One. The soldiers also came up and mocked him. They offered him wine vinegar and said, if you are the King of the Jews, save yourself. One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us. To answer the question, the reason Jesus chose not to save himself was so that he could save us. Verse 34. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Jesus could not have prayed that prayer and asked his Father to forgive those who were ill-treating him unless he had died to take the punishment for their sins. So Jesus chose not to save himself so that he could save us. One of my friends once told me about a school trip they were on. They were in a city somewhere, and one of the girls fell over in the middle of the road. But in a split second, one of the boys ran into the middle of the road, scooped her up in his arms, and carried her onto the pavement. They were both fine, but he put himself in harm's way so that he could save her. That guy was really thoughtful and brave. But he was okay. No cars or buses hit him on the road. But Jesus, on the other hand, knew that by going to the cross, he certainly wasn't going to be saved. Jesus deliberately chose not to save himself so that he could save us. That's one great reason why we can be certain Jesus brings salvation. And here's a second. Reason 2. Jesus' death opened up the way for us to come to God. By Jesus' death on the cross, anyone can come to God if they come trusting in Jesus' sacrifice for them. Verse 45. The curtain of the temple was torn in two, it says. You see, this curtain separated the Holy of Holies, where God's presence was, from the rest of the temple. Only one person, the high priest, could go in behind that curtain, and that only once a year, after offering sacrifices for his sins and the sins of the people. But now, with the curtain torn, it means anyone at all can come to God, if they come trusting in Jesus' sacrifice for them. Once when I was travelling in Asia, we came to a road that was blocked by a big lorry that had overturned. Everything was blocked. There was no way through. Hours later, a crane came, lifted the lorry, and opened up the road. So here's another reason why we can be certain Jesus brings salvation. When we put our trust in Jesus, he takes away the roadblock of our sin, that's our going our own way, that separates us from God, and the way is opened up for us to come to God. So once again, we can be certain Jesus brings salvation. Now for one last great reason why we can be certain Jesus brings salvation. Reason 3. Jesus definitely died so that we can be certain he took the wages our sin deserves. Verse 46 tells us that Jesus breathed his last. If Luke, a medical doctor, tells us that Jesus breathed his last, we can be sure Luke knows what he's talking about. Jesus is pronounced dead. So Jesus definitely died on the cross. But you say, what's the big deal about Jesus dying? I've never understood why Christians make such a big deal over Jesus dying. Here's one reason why Jesus' death is such a big deal. The wages of sin is death, Romans 6 verse 23 says. And so, because Jesus definitely died, we can be sure that he has received sin's wages in full. And here's what that means for us. Because Jesus received sin's wages of death in full, Jesus' followers can be certain that we won't have to receive them, but can instead enjoy God's blessings of life that last forever. Jesus definitely died so that we can be sure he took the wages our sin deserves. With all the layoffs and uncertainty at the moment, whether you are employed or self-employed, we all need to know what our wages are. What will the government schemes look like? We all like to get our wages, don't we? But the Bible makes it clear there is one set of wages we most certainly don't want to collect, and that is the wages of sin. Because the wages of sin is death. Eternal, separated from God forever, death. Jesus' followers are therefore delighted to know that Jesus definitely died so that we can be certain he took the wages our sin deserves. So, three great reasons why we can be certain Jesus brings salvation. Jesus chose not to save himself so that he could save us. Jesus' death opened up the way for us to come to God. And Jesus definitely died so that we can be certain he took the wages our sin deserves. So three great reasons why we can be certain Jesus brings salvation. All right, you say, but how does this help me at this uncertain time? I could really do with some help here. When all that you have hoped in becomes shaky, you may have been shaken to the core. Here are three great reasons to put your trust in Jesus. Well, if you haven't put your trust in Jesus, here are great reasons not to delay a moment longer, but to put your trust in Jesus right now. For, as we have seen, being a Christian is reasonable, and therefore you should give it reasonable, serious thought. And if you are already following Jesus, here are great reasons to be certain about your salvation in Jesus. See how you can be encouraged and strengthened in your faith, no matter what you get bombarded by. And also, here are great reasons to make your family and friends certain about Jesus, certain that following Jesus is the right thing, the wise thing for them to do too. That being a Christian is reasonable, and so they should give it reasonable, serious thought. Following on from all this, if we can be certain Jesus brings salvation, one very obvious and very important question arises from all this, and here it is. Secondly and finally, who will receive Jesus' certain salvation? Okay, I hear you replying. Let's say I'm beginning to believe Jesus can bring salvation. So what I want to know is, who will receive that salvation? Am I in with a shout of getting it myself? Who will receive Jesus' salvation? Here's the answer. Anyone. Anyone at all who would admit they are a sinner, that they therefore deserve God's judgment, and so come to trust in Jesus as their only hope of forgiveness and of being with God. And that's just what happens with the criminals who are crucified on either side of Jesus. One of those criminals has a life change. One of the criminals continues to curse Jesus, verse 39. But his repentant colleague comes to have a right view of God, a right view of God's Son Jesus, and also a right view of himself. He comes, in verse 40, to fear God. That means to have a right reverence for God. He realizes that Jesus is innocent. Verse 41, this man has done nothing wrong, he says. He also humbly recognizes that, on the other hand, he is guilty, and therefore justly deserves punishment. We are punished justly, he says, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. And he sees that Jesus is God's King. He says to Jesus in verse 42, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus makes it plain that this repentant criminal has received Jesus' certain salvation. For Jesus promises him in verse 43, Jesus answered him, truly I tell you, today you'll be with me in paradise. To go to be in paradise means to go to the place where Jesus is with his people. And notice too, and this is really important, the repentant criminal will be with Jesus and his people the moment he dies. Today you will be with me in paradise, Jesus promises. Jesus says, you will go straight to be with me. And when Jesus says this, he says it with the full authority of God behind him. That's what Jesus means when he says, truly I tell you. So who will receive Jesus' certain salvation? Answer, anyone. Anyone at all who will admit they are a sinner, that they therefore deserve God's judgment, and come to trust in Jesus as their only hope of forgiveness and of being with God. So, to receive Jesus' certain salvation, we need to have a proper, humble estimate of ourselves, and we need to gratefully run to Jesus as our only hope. Just like a child running with great relief into their mum's arms when life is rotten. So here is where you can find certainty in these uncertain times. You can find and experience certainty in your day-by-day life because you know that Jesus' death brings us certainty about salvation. For when you humbly admit your sin and trust in Jesus' sin-forgiving death for you, then you have certainty for what really matters, knowing that your salvation is all sorted out. The most important issue for you has been finalized. And here is also certainty for right now. The repentant criminal had certainty the very moment he trusted in Jesus. Jesus didn't put him on hold and play classical music for half an hour in the background while he tried to sort out a deal. Not at all. Jesus answered him, truly I tell you, today, right now, said Jesus, you will be with me in paradise. Jesus brings his followers certainty for right now. And following on from this, there's certainty for death. The very moment Jesus' followers die, they go to be with Jesus in paradise. So when your trust is in Jesus, you don't need to worry about death. And one final wonderful certainty. Certainty to bring to people who have no certainty. Social media is saturated with people offering all kinds of strategies to help us get through the weeks ahead. Some of these are really helpful. But if you follow Jesus, then you have something better to offer. You have certainty. So if you have already found that certainty through Jesus' death for you, could you lovingly point other people to him? At this moment, people so need certainty. and through trusting in Jesus' death for them, they will have it. Wisely and sensitively, could you help to lead them there? Let's take a moment to pray. Father, we thank you that we can know through Jesus' death we will have certainty about salvation. We can have certainty for what really matters. We can know the most important issue for us has been finalized. Thank you that there's certainty for right now, that Jesus tells us today, the very moment we trust in him, things are right between us and God forever. Thank you that there's certainty for death. The very moment we trust in Jesus, we no longer need to worry about that, about death. And thank you that we have certainty, if we know Jesus ourselves, to bring to others who have no certainty. Help us wisely and sensitively to do just that. And all this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So Jesus' death brings us certainty about salvation. Certainty for what really matters. Certainty for right now. Certainty for death. And certainty to bring to people who have no certainty as they come to know Jesus themselves as we share the good news of Jesus with them. So let's sing now The Power of the Cross.
Suffering, I am.